This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 7th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The Federal Aviation Administration announced on Monday the Federal Labor Relations Authority has dismissed all of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association's charges of unfair labor practices related to the negotiation and implementation of the 2006 air traffic controller contract. According to the FAA, FLRA determined that the FAA bargained in good faith and the agency's implementation of the contract was lawful. FAA Administrator Marion Blakey commented, quote, "This decision validates our new contract, which is saving taxpayers $1.9 billion over 5 years and providing the resources we need to invest in 21st century air traffic systems," unquote. "Not so quick," says NATCA. In a message to ANN, NATCA President Patrick Forey called the FAA's statement of apparent victory premature, adding there's some question whether the FLRA is even authorized to make such a ruling. Quote, "The FAA's press release is at best factually inaccurate and at worst intentionally misleading. NATCA will be submitting an appeal to the General Counsel of the FLRA. Until NATCA's membership ratifies an agreement between NATCA and the FAA, no contract will exist," unquote. The Board of Directors of Adam Aircraft announced on Monday that John D. Wolfe has been named company chairman and CEO effective immediately. Wolfe, along with President Duncan Kerbal, joined Adam Aircraft in February to help achieve FAA type certification of the A700, as well as build up Adam's manufacturing capabilities to support full-scale production. Adam Aircraft says the new leadership change helps move the company from a startup to what it intends to become, one of the country's premier developers and manufacturers of Part 23 aircraft. Saying the leadership change is another step in that transition, the Adam Aircraft board praised founder Rick Adam for creating an innovative company. Quote, "We wish him the best as he pursues his next entrepreneurial adventure," unquote. The Associated Press reports that airline delays are at their highest levels in 13 years, and analysts say flyers can expect more of the same for the rest of the summer. DOT says on-time performance in the first 6 months of the year was at its worst since records began in 1995. In June, nearly a third of domestic flights on major U.S. airlines were late. Analysts say demand for air travel is rising. The government says weather-related delays are up from a year ago. And the airlines have been flying fewer or smaller planes in some areas to reduce empty seats. Reports of mishandled baggage and complaints filed with the government are also up. AOPA has won an important victory in court. A federal judge has ruled that states cannot preempt the federal government by forcing flight school students to undergo criminal background checks. U.S. District Judge for the State of New York, Gary L. Sharp, ruled on August 2nd in favor of AOPA's motion for summary judgment. Last year, AOPA and seven New York flight schools filed suit against the ill-conceived state law. AOPA President Phil Boyer observed, quote, "This law didn't do anything to enhance security for New Yorkers. It was unnecessary and discriminatory, and it violated the U.S. Constitution," unquote. The lawsuit stated that Congress has enacted legislation to create, quote, "a single, uniform system of regulation for the safety and security of aviation to be maintained by the federal government," unquote. AOPA says that while the law was short-lived, it had already created a negative impact on flight school businesses, with many reporting a downturn in student starts. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. 5 perish in a medevac accident. Iran says it's readying its own fighter. And New Zealand's government fights foreign airport ownership. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, it's part one of my interview with Jay Carter, Jr., President and CEO of Carter Aviation Technologies. And if you haven't gotten around to it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You can find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.